Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos in Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. I've been having fun here with my 1980s vibe and, you know, this 25th anniversary thing coming out, because we have Pac-Man giveaways, which we're doing at Fadley's. They're not going to be scratched off like this one. This isn't a losing ticket. This is a non-winning ticket because you have second chance. But with the Pac-Man thing, we're doing this at Fadley's on Fridays. So anytime the Orioles are home, Luke and I will be there 2 until 5 live. You ain't live no more, Nasty. Live 2 to 5 each and every Friday that the Orioles are home. And I'm trying to get my, like, Pac-Man guy going on my logo here. We're having fun around here because the documentary's coming out in a couple weeks. And for the last 8 or 9 months, our friends at Curio Wellness and Foreign Daughter and Wendy Bronfine has come on as our chief cannabis officer, as well as chief brand officer at Curio Wellness. And been sharing a lot of, like, 25 stories of glory and old school stuff. And it's sort of, Wendy sort of inspired me. She doesn't know it, and she'll play humble and all that. But the lights went on a couple of months ago to do this thing with Greg Landry. So I just want to say, as I bring you on the eve of 420, and we're going to get to the bottom of this whole 420 thing, because I've done all the research, not the Cheech and Chong research, like the internet research about San Rafael High School and a special time. So I'm going to get to all of that. But happy 420 to you, Wendy Bronfine. Always good to have you on. I hope there's a concert at CFG Bank Arena or something fun that brings us together. But the Orioles have been fun so far, right?
They have. They have.
Bringing back the magic, Jackson Holliday. It's all good. Just in time for 420. By the way, if you could bet on whether he would have been up before 420 or after, I would have taken after. So would Luke. We're all kind of shocked he's here. This is the big week for you guys, though, right? And you have some new products, and we're going to talk about some different things going on. But part of the allure and the whisper and the clocks being set at 420 in the afternoon on all sorts of movies through the 80s and 90s and into the aughts, this is the cannabis celebration. It's the celebration of the plant.
Yeah. It is the holiday for our industry. You can, from a retail experience, it's probably closest to like a Black Friday, Cyber Monday sort of situation. So consumers and patients are expecting really good deals, unexpected deals and giveaways and swag at dispensaries that they frequent. So it's a really good chance to get out there. And given the fact that there are so many promotions going on, it's the perfect opportunity to sort of step out of your comfort zone of what you always buy and consider new and extra things to take on.
I am really low on one of my products. I got to grab it right here. This is my Move product. I think I've had this since the Gina Shock episode. So we're talking about Christmas time, right? And we have used this thing like down to the nubby. And I'm a cheapskate. I'm from Dundalk. We know this, right? So I'm waiting for this to go on sale on a day when there's flower sale or vape sale or tinctures, things I don't, the products I don't use, put them on sale on a Wednesday. That's not my day. But I got to get in, and I'm thinking, like, with the 420 thing, you're a little bit like the rest of the industry where it's like, you don't just have to come on 420, and there's going to be a line down York Road and have flag waivers there, look like Chick-fil-A at lunchtime, trying to get in and out, right? But it's not a one day, right? Like, you guys do this for a little bit of a week, right? Or a weekend?
Well, so there's a couple of different things. In general, at the dispensary, you know, there's always different promotions going on a regular basis, right? And then in with this time of year, the Curio brand has is running a month-long promotion at participating dispensaries for Curio vapes, Curio chews, and then there's another vape in the market called Fused that we produce. And all of those are buy one, get one, $10 at any participating dispensary all month long. And then different dispensaries are going to create whatever their promotions are for their stores for just on Saturday 420. So, for example, at our store in both Timonium and in Elkton, we are the Curio Wellness brand. That's our retail shop. So it's probably going to be your best Curio deal. We're doing 40% off of all things Curio.
Oh, no, whoa, whoa, whoa. 40%. I never heard 40% before. You 40%?
That's on 420 only. But
you
then,
better get somebody with orange flags right there, just across from the Nautilus Diner, just south of Timon.
I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. We're doing 35. Okay, that's the majority of Curio products. Then
so
we're
like
doing
this right here, like this product here, the citrus honey. Now these are really cool. You told me about these, and I've tried these. This isn't it, but we'll go through all of these different products. But yes, anything with Curio, any of the chews.
Any of those are going to be 40% off. That topical you had, topicals, tinctures, tablets, and concentrates will all be 35% off. So that's when you're going to want to go get your move. And then
hold on, when's 420? What day do I gotta put? I don't have it in my calendar like a holiday like some people do, but like I gotta. It's a Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh wow! All right.
And remember, you can also. You can build your cart online and you know, have it.
Oh,
for
stop
people.
By, right. I've done that a couple times lately. That's the way to do it. You're right. That's the way to do
and
it.
And then everything else in the dispensary is 30% off. And then in our front of house where we sell cannabis accessories and hemp-based CBD and other wellness products, all of that is 30% off. Exclusively in the Baltimore store, we're going to have giveaways for tickets to concerts at CFG.
I want to see Usher.
And four tickets to an Orioles game.
I still want to see Usher. Wendy Bronfine is here from Curio Wellness and Far Down. So it's kind of blowing my mind the sale you're having, because I do use your products and I am low on certain products and I'm willing to wait. You know, I mean, I'm good a couple more days. We'll get there on 420. I thought we were going to have fun and poke fun of all this, but I think the deals themselves sort of speak to that, to your point, to say you want to try something. Here's an opportunity for you to try something. And we talk a lot about flower and getting high and like all of that stuff. This is stuff that makes your body feel. This is why I have you on. This is why we're doing an educational series here. But we can poke fun and have fun with the movies and 420 and all that. But this is an amazing time for, and you talked about it at the holidays. You talk so much about gifting a little bit, and now that adult use is here and where we are, that you can gift certain products in certain cases. This is also another opportunity to sort of load up a little bit, because it's just more inexpensive. Because I always say this isn't, it's not an inexpensive product. It's an effective product. It's obviously a heavily regulated tax product and all of that. Know what you're doing. And I think that's part of the fun we have in trying to educate people and saying, I didn't know what this was 8 months ago. And Gina Schock was, you know, comes on the show and she's a drummer and semi-arthritic, and you start to help her and start to help me. And now I feel like, you know, it's something that I know works and something that I could endorse and something I really could endorse at 35% off next Saturday.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, look, that, you know me, I'm also a topical lover. So to me, if you don't own a topical and if it's on promo, like on 420, this
try
is your
it,
time.
Try it. Just
like,
do it.
Keep it in your medicine cabinet. You're in a closet. Like, someone's going to hurt. Something's going to happen. You're going to get a sunburn. You're going to scrape yourself. It's just, they're just so universally good. And like you said, the downside for us is that container lasts forever. So we'd love the resale, but it's going to take you a while to finish it.
Yeah. I mean, I got some of the balm. You know, one night we had dinner. I got the, because I want to try it.
Yeah.
It comes out a little thick. It, you know, it's a little more, it's jelly. It feels nice. Yeah. None of that, but it doesn't. I like the balm. You know, the balm's been like, the bomb is what it's been like. Don't say that in the airport. BALM, you know, Wendy Bronfine is here. Okay, so other than the 420 thing and the fun, I hit you a couple weeks ago and we sort of missed each other last week and we didn't connect. And we were talking about 420 as a holiday and why. And you said something about like a police report, right? So there's all of these legends. So I did, you know, I'm like Cat Williams a little bit. I did the research on this, cannabis culture and where it came from. So if you Google this, this is what the official thing is. And it comes from, you know, High Times. It can't be any more official than High Times in 1991. In 1971, five high school students in San Rafael, California, used the term 420 in connection with a plan to search for an abandoned cannabis crop based on a treasure map made by the grower, calling themselves the Wildos because their typical hangout spot was a wall behind the school. The students designated the time on the grounds as their meeting place at 420. They referred to the phrase 420 Louis because there was a Louis Pasteur statue on the spot. After several failed attempts to find the crop, they shortened their phrase to 420, which ultimately evolved into the code word teens use to referring and consuming cannabis. Of course, this was illegal in California in 1991, and High Times wrote about this. So that's 33 years ago. High Times wrote about it in 1991. So there you go. And if you find the movie, so I'm just giving you part of the lore. I don't know, legend. I don't know if it's true or not. It feels like 30
where
years.
They
ago.
Are and they like think about the fact that the whole world uses that term because of their like antics in high school.
There's also a Grateful Dead that Phil Lesh called for 420 to be the socially accepted time of the day to consume cannabis. So that was part of this as well, that the Grateful Dead sort of got into it. But it's a day you can get a great sale anywhere sort of in the industry. Now your products as well, will, you know, you sell them in other dispensaries, other places. Just this is not something just you're doing. It's something everyone sort of rolls out, as you've pointed out, to get everybody out and activated. And it's something that for people who do consume, they talk about, joke about, laugh about. It's your Cinco de Mayo, Wendy.
Yeah. No, our sales team on the wholesale side has been selling into dispensaries for the past so many weeks now, leading into 420, to help them prepare with inventory any dispensary needs to run whatever promos are good for their community and their store. What I shared is what we're doing in our stores. But yeah, you can find us anywhere in the state on 420.
Yeah. It's just it's the big holiday. And I guess you gonna run out of anything? You got enough?
I hope so.
All right. Well, listen, you got a product you wanted to talk about this week, which is unusual. You don't usually say, I got something I'm throwing in here today. Tell me about the vape side of things. And I'm familiar with this older technology called PAX. And I think people that have vapes or use vapes, they're once they find a vape they use or they like, they sort of maybe don't move, but it might be some moving time. Talk to me about Curio vapes, because I think we've done 50 of these episodes and I don't think we've talked a whole lot about vapes at all.
Yeah. So we have a variety of vapes that we produce. Our vape line is made with CO2 extracted oil. So we use CO2 in a supercritical state. That's an FDA approved form of extraction to pull the oil out of the plant and make a vape out of it. We distill that oil, and so that it's really refined and clean. And that's how we deliver our strain specific vape. So if you think of any strain of ours that you might find in a flower form, you can find that in a vape form. We also make two other lines of vapes for licensed partners. We make the Flower by Edie Parker line. We make their vapes. That's a disposable unit. It comes in indica, sativa, and hybrid. And then we make a brand called Fused, which is a longer disposable unit, kind of slim, like the dipper from a Fun Dip kind of thing, like that kind of shape. It's a very unique device shape. It's not like most vape pens, really slim, fits in your pocket nicely. That comes in a variety of flavors and has terpene profiles relative to being uplifted, relaxed, or kind of balanced in the middle. It's become the number one disposable in the state in the last couple of months, which is really exciting. But now the Curio line is adding a new a vape, very different than anything we've done before. It's a live rosin vape. This is a solventless process. So we actually take flower that we flash freeze right at the harvest to lock in everything that's fresh at that moment of harvest. And we use this solventless process to get this full spectrum product that comes through. So it's a very clean oil. It's probably the closest way to have the flower experience in vaping would be the way to think of it.
I saw this in Canada. Is this because the technology's newer and where we are in Maryland, that the live rosin thing, because I definitely saw this in a shop in Toronto
So
a couple
it's
years ago.
the rosin process is, it really kind of creates much more of a small batch product. So there's only four strains that we're putting out right now with that. It's our Malibu, Pure Kush, Prometheus, Cannablitz, and Blueberry Cookies. That's going to be what's out right now. They'll change across the year, but that's the first batch that you're going to see. They're exclusively available at our store in Timonium and at Farm Kent in Elkton. And we'll be expanding the line in the summer, bringing on a concentrate to go with the live rosin vape pen. But it's an all-in-one vape pen, and I think one of the particularly interesting pieces is the way that the regulations are structured right now. There are other products that fall into what is considered a concentrate category that remain only available for medical and are not available for adult use. But this full spectrum oil product that you vape is available for adult use. So anyone can buy it, and it would give you using kind of that more discreet method of vaping to get closer to a true flower experience.
You know, it's interesting doing the research from the beginning on this, and we talk about it all the time, that some of this technology, I said PACs, kind of came and went on the early side, and patents and Canadian companies and different Colorado companies and just all sorts of coming and going that your company here from Maryland and what Curio does to be into this sort of line of work, I would think 6, 7, 8, 10 years further along. And I've been inside wearing the white suits in your place. The technology to deliver whatever you're delivering at this point from the plant to a vape, safer, cleaner, better CO2. Educate me as much as you can educate me on that side to understanding why, if you were using another product, another vape, to say, hold on, you're having trouble finding that product in different places or that delivery method, try a Curio vape and here's why. And I would also just say, where is the technology side of that inside of your place from the science side of making a better product than even you were a year or two ago?
Yeah, well, aside from the live rosin, which rosin is a different process and it's a solventless process, we use CO2 and always have used CO2. What you can find in many products that's extremely common is the use of hydrocarbons, often butane, to do that extraction process. By regulation, there is, you know, some minor amount of residual butane that is allowed for that product to pass. But we don't believe that any ingestion of butane is a good idea. That's why we've never worked with it. It's also a flammable process, which can be a less safe work environment. So from the safety of the operations and the safety of and quality of the product that's produced, we've always done things with CO2. And then we use what's called spinning band distillation. So you're separating the oil after it's been extracted using boiling points. So again, there's not the influence of anything from the outside to really clarify that oil. And the way to think about it is, part of what's happening there is we're sort of removing plant waxes and lipids. So when you have something that's cannabis and it kind of tastes particularly earthy, like you kind of taste more like there's a plant that you're smoking or eating.
The way people used to bake brownies and call it chocolate. Right. No.
Exactly. That oil doesn't have that clarifying. So that distillation isn't there. So it's still kind of those waxes and lipids are still in there. They haven't been pulled out. So what we're doing in that spinning band is really clearing that oil so that you're left with an oil that's just holding the active ingredients that we want. That's the oil we use to make our vapes. It's the oil we use to make our chews. We just launched in Missouri, and part of the feedback we've been getting is how good our chews taste because they don't taste cannabis-y. And so that was interesting learning because it's probably due to the quality of the process of how we prep the oil to be infused into the product. There's just a lot of thoughtfulness from not just the safety and the quality of it, but how is that end product going to be enjoyed by whomever's using it?
All right, everything's on sale. Get out, get something that can help you a little bit. Tell everybody about this Good Day product, because you told me about this. And you listen, everybody knows that if you were to name a line after me and have a Nasty Nester line because you fall in love with my 25th documentary, it would be a sativa. You know, I don't want to be asleep on the couch. I don't want to be not functional in any way ever, and certainly not in control of my state, which is one of the things about alcohol and talking about beer and wine and brandy and vodka and tequila and all the things that I enjoy minimally. Too much, headache, feeling awful, no clarity, no ability to work, none of that. This is sort of the antithesis of that to some degree in regard to something that I could endorse on your behalf and say, if you're going to try something, try this thing, because this is kind of cool. Tell everybody how this works.
Yes. So that chew under a line that we have called Good Day, you can think of it as a sort of a functional cannabis line. So typically the products in there have been high CBD, low THC. So you're getting cannabinoid benefits, but you're not getting a lot of psychoactivity. The one that you're talking about here leads with THCV, which is a minor cannabinoid that shows effects related to energy, mental clarity, alertness. And so that chew right there is actually 4 milligrams of THCV, 1 milligram of CBD, and 1 milligram of THC. So really no psychoactivity happening there, but just the benefits of the THCV. So you get kind of that uplifted feeling, you get an alertness and a focus. We call it the focus formula. So it's a good daytime product, a good product for getting stuff done. As a deep tease, I would tell you that we're going to be introducing like later this spring, some flower that you that is THCV based.
She's blinding me with science, the science of cannabis. It's 420 week. We're having some fun around here talking about things, but more talking about things that can really help you. This Move Bomb, this Good Day Citrus Honey, THCV, and educating ourselves a little bit here as well. Did we cover everything other than like next week? You're going to have a line down York Road and people order online is what I would say. Order online ahead of time, and it saves a lot of trouble. But stock up, figure it out, and please do it responsibly, as we say to everybody, right?
Yeah. I mean, from the ordering online perspective, whether it's 420 or any other day, as soon as the current day closes, like the store closes, if you go online to place an order, you're placing an order for the next day. So if you're thinking about 420, you know, anytime after 9 o'clock on Friday the 19th, you could be placing your order for the next day and have it ready for pickup. If you want the deals without some of the madness, but I think it's going to be busy. It's the first one in adult use, and who doesn't, it's a Saturday and who doesn't like a deal? So if you're not already following us, you can go to our website and join our email list, and that's a way to also be up to date on any of the promotions that are going on at Foreign Daughter or Curio Wellness.
And you get all the special days when you can like plan ahead and say, hey, on Tuesday they have what I want, but on 420 they had anything you want, and all of it at a deep discount. And you know, I'm a big endorser of the Move product here, especially 35% off. Get two, get three. I'm a stock up, and if I said three or four, might last a whole year. I might not have to buy for the rest of the year if I do that. So, well, listen, I hope to see you at an Oriole game or we're at Favings. You know, I gave you the rock and roll. She blinded me with science. Little Thomas Dolby. Thomas Dolby's going to be our guest at Fadley's next month. Before he goes on tour, he's touring Europe, touring all over America with a whole bunch of Thompson Twins and a whole bunch of bands. They're playing here locally. They're playing the anthem, I believe. They're playing Philly as well. So Thomas Dolby's going to come by, the good professor of all things music and science at Johns Hopkins, will be by with us in early June at Fadley's. Gina Schock, by the way, who I already referenced, she's one of the documentarians in our 25th anniversary, and she does all of the Dundalk parts with the Dundalk accent. And Wendy, just aside, I had Keith Brewer on this week from the Ravens, and I had John Allen, my lifer pal. We were at Costas having crab cakes on Tuesday morning, talking about the Key Bridge and talking about being from Dundalk and how our hearts broke because we can't see the bridge anymore. And we were just talking about the narration part of this. And these are guys that are singers in bands, keeps a real documentarian, a real narrator. He reads Danielle Steele books, James Patterson books. He's like a serious narration guy, and he's my voice of God for all this. And then I have like Ray Bachman, who is my longtime producer, who has a nice Southwest Baltimore accent that he's wielded into this, and he does a lot of weddings, so he's got a wedding DJ voice. And so he's got that going on. But then I went over to Gina's house. I went over to Dundalk, and Gina recorded her parts in front of me. So there's dogs barking, girlfriends and stuff. But the best thing ever, and when I get together with her, if she gives me permission and I can do this on the internet, I'm going to release the outtakes of her brazen use of the F-bomb in Dundalkese every time she busted up the script. And Keith Brewer even said to me, he's like, dude, you had some really long sentences. But Gina's like, ow, F. So I was editing this on the plane going down to Florida. And I'm wet myself in the center seat next to Luke. And Luke's like, look at me. He's like, what are you laughing at? I'm like, it's Gina dropping F-bombs every time she messes up the script. So as fun as this documentary is going to be, the outtakes might even be better when it's all over. But there's stuff in this documentary. Now, I've only known you a couple of years. You've known of me or whatever through what I've done through all these years. And you have a whole life in television. Like, we're going to talk about one day. I mean, we are. I mean, I'm not bringing it up right now because I'll tease it. But you and I have never talked about your life in television. So, and all the famous people you met, like all that stuff. But this is my life and brought in. But there's a lot of comedy. That's all I'm going to say. Like, we've taken a very comedic look at Nasty Nestor. I promise you. So,
love it.
Do you know I ran 3 miles through Baltimore in tidy whiteys in downtown traffic? I did. It's in the documentary. There's a tease for you. Wendy Bronfine, she's the chief cannabis officer here at WNST in Baltimore Positive, as well as the chief brand officer for all things Curio Wellness and Far and Daughter. It is 420 a week. Keep it light. Do it responsibly. Have some fun. Make fun of things like that. But whatever you do, get some move bomb because it'll make you feel better. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And we never stop talking. I don't know. Oriole baseball, NFL draft, 25th anniversary, 420. We're doing it all. It's almost election season, too. Stay with us.